We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dogim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein Dogim Asifoson Humetaharton. This is why the Torah teaches us that fish, just gathering them in, is enough for them to be kosher. Rav Nosson Zalz says, Ze bechinas rotzoin digdusha. This is tied into the concept of Rotzoin, holy Rotzoin. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Iyov, Ruchoi v'nishmosoi, Elov ye'esoif. His Ruach and Neshama he will gather to him. So we see that the term Asifa applied to the Neshama and to the Ruach, which is a concept of Rotzoin. Shehu bechinas histalkus shel tzadikim. That pasuk is referring to the passing away of tzadikim, shenemar bohem gvio va'asifa, about which the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that the Torah uses the terms gvio and asifa, vayigva vayeyosef elamov, shemiskashrim nafshom verucham v'nishmosom b'shas ha'histalkus b'shoyresh harotzim. We know that tzaddikim, when they pass away, they attach their nefesh, ruach, neshama to the shoyresh harotzim. Especially, we have the famous examples of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and Dovra Melech, who passed away Shabbos at Mincha, which is called the shoyresh harotzim, Riva de Riven. But this applies obviously to all tzaddikim on a certain level. Sheze b'chinas histalkus Moshe v'chulu kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Hainu shehadogim choizrim l'sharoshom tekev b'yitziosom en amayim shubchinas shoyer sharotzoim shemishom chiyusom kanal. The fish immediately return to their roots, like as soon as they're taken out of the water, which is the shoyer sharotzoim from which they draw their chiyus. V'alkein ein tzrichen shchita klal, therefore they don't require shchita at all, ki ein lebechinas hachayis rois shum achiza bohem, because the chayis rois that we mentioned earlier have no achiza in these fish. They can't do anything to them because they're plugged into this shoyresh harotzoim. Ki heim bebechinas shoyresh harotzoim, because the fish are so well connected to this shoyresh harotzoim. Ach afal pikein yesh dogim tohirim v'dogim tmeim. However, despite this, we know there's a concept of kosher fish and unkosher fish. Ki keneged shoyresh harotzoin meitzach harotzoin yesh bechinas meitzach hanochosh. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, corresponding to the shoyresh harotzoin and meitzach harotzoin, which are on the side of kedusha, there's an opposing force that's called the meitzach hanochosh. V'zeh b'chinas dogim t'meim, that's the unkosher fish. Shein k'nege dogim t'oirim, which are correspond to the kosher fish. Shein b'chinas eino pekicho, shoyer sh'rotz nekdusho. V'dogim t'meim, heim k'nege dogim b'chinas meitzach hanochosh, shu k'nege meitzach harotzoim. V'alkein hasimen shel dogim t'oirim hu kaskasim. And it's for this reason that one of the indications of a kosher fish is the scales. Ze bechinas koyach hatzdoko shemekablim. This is the power of tzdoko that they receive. Shaydei ze nichna meitzach hanochosh, which Rabbi Nazal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, that tzdoko is the mitzvah that has the ability to subdue the meitzach hanochosh. Ve'ein loy koyach lizgaber keneged meitzach harotzen chas v'shom. And it neutralizes this meitzach hanochosh from being able to chas v'shom attack in any way the meitzach harotzim. Ki levush hakaskasim ze nimshach mebechinas tzedaka, because this garment of scales that the fish has comes from the bechina of tzedaka, bebechinas, as the posik says about Goliath, v'shiryoin kaskasim hu lovush, that he wore an armor of scales. So we see that it's called a levush over there. V'ze b'chinas tzedaka, and tzedaka is also called a levush. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, tzedek lovashti vayilbosheni. B'chinas, vayilbash tzedaka kashir yoin. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So we see that kaskasim is called a levush shir yoin, and tzedaka is called a levush shir yoin. Hainu ki akaskasim moginim al adogim shlo yisachez ben b'chinas meitzach hanochesh chas v'shalom. The kaskasim is like a shield, like a barrier that protects the fish that the meitzach hanochesh shouldn't be able to affect them or attack them in any way. It's like an armor. Ki akaskasim hem b'chinas tztoko shehi machnas meitzach hanochesh. The kaskasim correspond to the mitzvah of tztoko, which is what subdues the meitzach hanochesh. V'ze b'chinas shlach lachmecho al penei hamoyim hanemar b'tzdoko kemu v'shom amay maral. This is also why one of the psukim, one of the famous psukim that speaks about giving charity, says, spread your bread on the waters. And Rabbi Nosson quotes this pasuk over there in the discussion in Likutei Moharan regarding the topic of tzedakah. Rabbi Nosson says, look at this. Al pnei hamoyim daiko, ki shom bebechinas hamayim, dahinu adogim shebamayim, shom moitzim koyach tzedakah. The pasuk mentions tzedakah al pnei hamayim specifically because it's in the water that we have the fish that are associated, that have this koyach hatzdoko, these kaskasim. Kishom tzrichem koyach hatzdoko lohogen al adogim shein b'chinas meitzach harotzoin lohogen aleim al yidei levush hakaskasim b'chinas meitzach hanochosh shlo yisachez b'im chasashom. Because it's there in the water where the fish are, that the fish who are this meitzach harotzoin, and they require this tzdoko in the form of this levush of kaskasim, in order to protect them, that the meitzach hanochosh shouldn't be able to attack in any way. V'alkein, elu mine dogim she'en lehem kaskasim, heim tmeim. And this is why those fish that don't have scales are unkosher, ki nechaz bohem achizom ebechinas meitzach hanochosh, because they have been affected. They can be affected by the meitzach hanochosh al yidei she'ein aleim levush hakaskasim hanimshach min hatzdoko logan aleim, because they don't have this protective garment of scales which comes from tzdoko to protect them. V'golias rotzo lahamshach latzmoy chas shom gam koyach hatzdoko kedei lekalkel chas shom koyach hatzdoko shemachnas meitzach hanochosh. Goliath wanted to draw upon himself the power of tzedakah in order to spoil it and mess it up, because he knew that tzedakah is what has the ability to be machnia the meitzach hanochosh. Machmas shinikoso yehoya mi meitzach hanochosh. Because Goliath drew his power from the meitzach hanochosh, as Rabbi Nosson explains over there in Likutei Moharan. V'alkein nemar begolias v'shiryoin kaskasim hu lovush, that Goliath cloaked himself in this garment of scales. Ki rotzo lahamshich latzmoy koyach hatzdoko chas v'shalom, because he wanted to try to take to himself this power of tzdoko chas v'shalom. Ki, now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki yesh rishom v'akum shenoisnim tzdoko, there are wicked people. When we say wicked people, we mean people that do terrible things. Or akum goyim, who give charity, v'hem miskavnim chas v'sholom lekalkel koyach hatzdoko shel Yisrael shamachnas meitzach hanochosh chochmas hateva kanal. And their intention, their real intention, is to counter the koyach hatzdoko of the Jews, which has the ability to be machnia the meitzach hanochosh, the chochmas hateva. Avul b'emes ein lahatzdoko shalahem shum koyach klal. But in reality, their tzdoka has no power at all. Why? Because the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, ki tzedoko toroy meim goy, and the tzedoka elevates a nation, elu Yisrael. That refers to the Jewish people. V'chesed la'umim chatos, whereas the kindness of nations is a sin, Elu ho'akum, that refers to the other nations, to the goyim, to their charity, that their charity is a sin. Ki kol chesed, v'chol tivu davdin, ligamayu avdin. Because any kindness or good that they do, they're really doing it just for themselves. Kemo yishom razal, as the Gemara points out in Baba Basra Daf Yud. Ki ikar koyach hatzdoko hu rak bebechinas v'so'oyer v'mtzivi silchal kalecho. Because the main effectiveness and power of tzedakah is the way Rabbi Nosson explains over there in the beginning of the Torah, where he quotes the pasuk that Hashem instructed the ravens to take care of Eliyahu HaNavi. Dahainu lahafoich roiges larachmim. The main koyach of tzedakah is when a person converts their anger into kindness, into softness. They convert midas adin to midas harachmim. Dahainu leshaber tivoi, meaning to break his nature. Mash yeshloi achzorius betivoi, that a person who is by nature an achzori, a mean person, not a kind person, not generous, lahof choyl rachmonis, to change it to kindness. Vaydeze daiko yeshlanu koyach lachnia meitzach anochosh. And when a person does that, that kind of tzedakah has the ability to be machnia meitzach anochosh, lachnia hateva shub, to be machnia the teva, the chachmei hateva, the scientists who don't believe in Torah at all, chas v'shalom, but rather they believe only in Mother Nature and in natural fact, etc. In the natural sciences, as they call them, shehu b'chinas roiges. We learned earlier that hateva is associated with roiges. The word hateva is begematri elikim, which is midas adin. Lohof choy l'rachmonus, to change it to rachmonus. L'bechinas rotzoin. Rotzoin is associated with rachmonus. Bi ahavo uverotzoin hin chilonum. Avol ho'akum v'rishoim shnoisim stoka betivom, whereas non-Jews or rishoim who give tzedaka just following their nature, knows when their nature, a person naturally is inclined to give for certain things. Like people are naturally inclined when they see a guy who's blind or they see a cripple, then even the most mean person, a wicked person, they see that, it's only natural to take out a dollar and give it to that person, or even a $20 bill, depending on who it is. Machmas rachmonus shalohem betivam. They're doing that out of a natural kindness. That's not somebody who broke his achzorius completely and changed himself to be able to be a rachman, a real rachman, to have rachmonus in places where it doesn't come so natural. Oy bishvil kvoidam. Or when these rishoyim or goyim give tzedakah, very often they're doing it just for the kavod, to have their name up in lights, to have their name publicized. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein kishenoisin b'shvil kavonas harishis shalahem. Especially, how much more so, when they're giving for bad intentions, chas v'shalom. They're giving sometimes to buy favor with certain people so that they can control the government and use their control against the Jewish people, chas v'shalom. That kind of tzedakah is considered a crime for them. That kind of tzedakah does not give them any of the benefits that tzedakah is supposed to give. And this is why Dovra Melech succeeded in overcoming Goliath, even though Goliath was wearing this armor of scales. Alidei ho'even shehishl cholov, through his slingshot where he fired a rock at Goliath. Shehu b'chinas even shleimo ritzoinoi. Rabbeinu Zalman Likutimran quotes this pasuk in Mishlei, even shleimo ritzoinoi, that a rock also refers to this union of rotzoin. Ki David hoyoloi koyach hatzdaka digdusha, because David HaMelech possessed the koyach of tzdaka, holy tzdaka, bechinas ves arubosom tikach, as when Yishai sent David HaMelech to his brothers to bring them food when they were in the army at the time, and he said es arubosom tikach and see how they're doing, etc. Shehu bechinas ves ha'oyervim tzivisi l'chal kolecho. Rabbein Azal makes the connection between that word arubosom and oyervim over there, showing that Dovra Melech possessed this koyach of true tzedakah. Paragraph Hey, v'ze bechinas snapir. And this is also the concept of the fins on the fish, which are also an indication of kashrus of a fish. Ze bechinas rotzoin. Snapir represents rotzoin. Bechinas luchois o'even, shahoyu shel snapirnyoin. Like the luchois, the tablets which Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, which were made from snapirinoin. As the Medrash Tanchuma says, in Kisiso. Shehin bechinas even shleimo ritzoinoi. Again, this is a type of rock that represents rotzoin. Ki ikar hisgalus harotzin mizgal al yedei haTorah, yedei luchai sevim. Because the main revelation of the rotzin of Hashem is through the Torah, k'doshe, the luchais. Ki haTorah hi rotzinoi shel Hashem izborach, shal yodoi al yodo hu maneges haylomoi b'rotzin izborach. The Torah is the revelation, the manifestation of Hashem's rotzin through which he leads the world. V'yalkein hasnapirin levad einom simen taro kolzman shenom kaskesis. And it's for this reason that fins alone is not yet an indication that the fish is kosher unless it also has scales. Ki afal pi shemezgala behem b'chinas rotzoim, afal pi kein adayin einon yecholem lochlom kolzman shenom kaskesis. Even though the fish has rotzoim, we're not able to eat it unless it has kaskeses, shubchinas levush kaskasim anim shach mebchinas tztoko, which is this covering of kaskasim which comes from tztoko. Shaydei ze daiko mizgale umeir b'chinas meitzach rotzayim, which it's the koyach tztoko that really makes the rotzayim shine powerfully. V'yalkein yesh shiyesh loy snapir vein loy kaskeses. This is why the Gemara says there are fish that have fins and they don't have scales. Because it's possible that in a particular fish there is revealed a little bit of this rotzayin of kedusha, but it doesn't have that protective shield of kaskasim to protect from the attack of the meitzach hanochosh. Therefore, we can't eat it yet. But any fish that has scales surely has fins. Vehu ikar simen tahataro. And the scales are the main indication of kashrus. The main thing is the scales, which come from tztoko, which is the protection against the meitzach hanochosh, the oz nichna meitzach hanochosh, then the meitzach hanochosh is subdued, the oz bevadai mezgala b'chinas meitzach harotzayim. When the meitzach hanochosh is pushed down, the meitzach harotzayim is revealed in its full power, which is the shoyrish harotzayim, which is the highest level of this rotzayim. Again, rotzayim means willingness. Rotzayim means a good feeling between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, a feeling of satisfaction, appeasement, closeness. V'azai zoichin lehizgalus harotzayim. Then we're zoichin to the true hizgalus harotzayim, shu b'chinas snapir, b'chinas even shleim harotzaynoi, v'oz yecholin lo'ochlom. And then we're certainly able to eat the fish. Ki achilaseinu tzricho liyois rak b'chinas hizgalus harotzayim. Because the achila of a Jew is only allowed to be done in a manner of his galus harotzayim, shenizke lekasher al yedei achilaseinu kol hadvorim l'shoyrish harotzayim. That through our eating, we want to be able to attach and connect everything to the shoyrish harotzayim, to Hashem. Lodas ulahakir ulahamin, to realize and appreciate and believe. Ki hakoil bertzoinoi levad bashgachosei levad, that everything is only through the will of Hashem. There is no nature. Nothing is controlled. Nothing is in autopilot. Anything and everything is all through the rotzon of Hashem and through the hashgach of Hashem. L'sakein pegam achilas eitz hadas tovara. And by knowing this and realizing this, we're involved in correcting the pegam of the chilas eitz hadas, shai de'achilosoi nifgam hadas, whereby when Adam and Chava ate from eitz hadas, they were poigem in das, v'nizgaber deois chachmei ateva, and that's what gave power to the opinions of the chachmei ateva, shinikosom rak mishom, there yinika came only from there, only from the pegam of the eitz hadas. This is why it's so critical that a Jew eat properly, bigdusha, according to the Torah Kedusha, kedei l'saken zois, in order to correct this pegam, kedei liskois aideho achilo leachnia chach me'ateva ulekasher hateva l'rotzen kanal. So that through our eating, we should be zechet to be machnia these chach me'ateva, these people who don't believe that everything is the rotzen of Hashem, and to attach all the teva to Ratzin.